Hi, everyone. Today we are looking at John chapter 3, and we're going to read from verses 1 through 13. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born while he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." So John chapter 3 is perhaps one of the best known chapters of the Bible. Not because a lot of people have read it, actually, or know this story. They actually just know verse 16. Now, we didn't read verse 16, but, you know, they know this chapter. And to set this up, we'll get to verse 16 tomorrow, the main person here is Nicodemus, right? Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and he has questions. He wants to come for some reason. Now, it's important to note here, in verse 2, it says that this man came to Jesus by night. Now, that's just like, it could look like just a little one-off thing. It's not that important, but there's no unimportant details here. Coming by night is a big deal here. He is a man of the Pharisees, right? He's like one of the religious leaders. He is someone who has a lot of righteousness, or at least self-righteousness. And he comes to Jesus by night because he doesn't want other people to see him come to Jesus. He has a curiosity about Jesus, but he is trying to hide at the same time. He doesn't want to be caught. He doesn't want people to know that he came to Jesus looking for direction or help or anything like that. But anyways, that's why he comes to Jesus. And then they have this conversation. And now one thing that we see in this passage, that we see in a lot of the Gospel of John, is a fairly strange conversation. It's kind of unique, in a sense, to this gospel, because in many of these conversations Jesus has with people, they're strange because the person Jesus is talking to will say one thing, and the way that Jesus responds seems strange. It doesn't seem like he's having the same conversation. It's like Jesus having a different conversation altogether. And when Jesus talks, then the other person will get confused or ultimately get challenged in some way. And this conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus is a perfect example of that kind of conversation, actually. Nicodemus starts by recognizing that, you know, when saying this to Jesus, that he's a teacher from God because of the signs and the miracles that Jesus had performed. Now, Jesus' response then is kind of strange. Jesus takes that and says, "I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." It's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm not really entirely sure why Jesus says this. I think it has something to do with the fact that Nicodemus is talking about these signs of Jesus, right? Talking about how Jesus is doing things that no one else could do unless God is with them. Earlier in this gospel, signs are mentioned. Like when Jesus cleared the temple, people came to Jesus asking for a sign, a proof of his authority to do this. So in some ways, maybe in Jesus, the way he's talking to Nicodemus here is that he's cutting to the chase with him, right? He's just saying, "I know you're here because you saw these signs. You just told me this, right? And you're looking for something. You're curious about something. You want to know more, although you're kind of on the fence because you're coming here at night." And what Jesus is just getting right to the point is that you have to be born again. And the reason he says that maybe is that, hey, you can't really mess around with this. You can't do this part of the way or halfway. You can't only be like partially curious. You have to be born again. Something like paradigm shifting has to happen here. You can't just come here with just coming halfway. Now, I'm not entirely sure about that, but I think that's fairly plausible of why Jesus responds like that. But regardless, what Jesus says here is important. To see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. And so, of course, Nicodemus is incredibly confused. And he says, like, how can a man be born when he is old? Can you, like, go into the mother's womb at, like, a second time and be born? Nicodemus here thinks that Jesus is talking about physical birth. And he's like, Jesus, like, are you saying I gotta, like, go back in the womb? Like, what are you even talking about? You are on a whole different level here. You're talking on a whole other level here. It's like, it's strange. He doesn't grasp and understand like that he has to be born again. And that's where Jesus says to him, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Meaning, if your foundation is the flesh, if your foundation is just like the physical, the human, like the physical realm, the human limited self, then you're not going to be able to understand these deeper spiritual things. But if you're born again, born of the Spirit, then you can understand what the kingdom of God is about. Only then does it fully make sense. And that's why Nicodemus doesn't understand. He's trying to come at Jesus from the flesh, from the physical realm. But he's not getting that. Jesus is talking about something deeper. And to get to that deeper place, you need to be born again. And Jesus, in a sense, rebukes Nicodemus, implying that, you know, as a teacher of Israel, as a Pharisee, he should understand what he's talking about. He should understand these things. But this is indicative of the spiritual condition of Israel and its spiritual leaders at the time. They couldn't even recognize what the Spirit was doing, what God was doing in Jesus. And so here's Nicodemus, who has some understanding, but even then, he's visiting Jesus in the dark of night because of shame and fear. And Jesus rebukes him further in verse 12, saying, I've even told you like earthly things and you don't believe that. So you're not going to believe the heavenly things. Now, these rebukes, of course, they apply to us, right? They apply to us as well. Like Jesus is challenging Nicodemus, but he's also challenging us as well. If you think about it like that, it seems a little bit hopeless, isn't it? Because Jesus is saying, we can't understand these deep spiritual things unless we're born again. But how can we understand those things if we're not born again? Like, how does that even work, right? If, like, you can't understand it unless you come to Jesus, but you can't really come to Jesus then, right? That's kind of what he's saying. But that's where verse 13 is important. Jesus says, no one has ascended into heaven. No one's gone fully into the kingdom of God, except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. What Jesus is getting at here is that in order for Nicodemus, in order for us and for others to have access to the kingdom of God, to access heaven, in order for us to even be born again, to engage in the spiritual realm, to understand that, the Son of Man had to come down. He had to descend. We can't go up, so he came down to us. He came down so that we could be born again, born of the Spirit, to be able to recognize and see of the spiritual realm and to see our need to be born again and to be born again. And I think there's important takeaways that we get from understanding this. One is that we can't do this halfway. Right? You can't just kind of follow Jesus. You can't just kind of dive like only dip your toes in the spiritual realm. You kind of have to go all out into it. And you can't just be Christian on the outside. Or you can't just do like religious things, right? Or just read your Bible and pray as if that's what it is. Something has to happen that's complete. Paradigm shifting. Our whole lives transformed and changed. We need to be born again. In some ways, it's unfortunate that born-again Christian is kind of a label, at least in this country, and I'm sure in other parts of the world. And The way that's defined is so incorrect, in that it's basically people who say they profess faith, as opposed to people whose lives have been literally reborn, transformed and changed, where there's this understanding that their lives are completely and fully changed because of Jesus. That's what it means to be born again. It means that who you are, all those things, it's you've died to that, and instead it's who Jesus says you are. You've been born again into his family, into the life that he has for you. And that's what we need. And we can't just take like little snippets of that sometimes. We need that fully. And maybe some of us, we've never actually fully taken that step. And so I invite us today to take that step, to be transformed and changed, to not just do this halfway, but to go all out fully into Jesus, knowing how great he is and his love is. And even if we have taken that step before, I think we lose heart sometimes. We stray from that, or we make this Christian life about the things that we do on the outside. Let's pray and let's desire to live for Jesus, having been born again, transformed and changed. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word, and it's challenging, but we thank you because you came to us. You came down so that we could go up, in a sense, so that we could access heaven, access the Father, access the spiritual realm. Move in our hearts, God. I pray that we'll trust in you, Jesus, trusting in what you have done for us, and that we will be able to discern and to see and know the deeper spiritual realities, and that there'll be greater joy as our lives are about you, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Move in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray.